Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine being an Olympian and you're standing on the mountain in Sochi, Russia. The greatest of journeys start with a dream, and they all had dreams. But you know, the way I see it, there are two kinds of dreams. One is a dream that's always going to be that, just a dream, poof, poof, poof. And then there's the dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map that you live by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain, holding everything you thought, dreamed of, and trained for right there in your hand. Now the abyss, the deep expanse of the unknown. Oh, you have two choices. Don't all of you dream of standing on that mountain? But you're down in the valley. You're inexperienced. You haven't matured to the level being in the Olympics. But you dream on and dream on. Maybe someday. Maybe next year. Let's see. This is 2014 and 2018 in Seoul, Korea. Oh, I'll be ready for the Olympics. I want to be an Olympian. And you dream on. And you dream on, but you have no plan. And then you have the choice to change and take a quantum leap in believing in you. Do I want to make the sacrifice? Do I want to leave my comfort zone? Do I want to get up at 3 in the morning and get to the gym or the ice rink or wherever to improve my skill? And then you make the decision to change. And it seems that when you make that decision, everything around you is crumbling. Because it's new, and you have to change, shift your strategies to accommodate change. But remember, the good news is it's just a phase. The secret is you need to push through this and hold on and ride it out. Otherwise, you throw in the towel like so many people do. And you go back to choice number one, going nowhere. We can't live a choiceless life. Every day, every moment, every second, there is choice. Choose wisely. Look forward to 2018. Watch the Olympic Games. Be part of it. Transform yourself into being a competitor. So is your choice going to be one or two? Can you make the commitment to live and fulfill your dream? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world. Oh, thousands of shows, millions of listeners. By the click of a button, you could discover what the world has to say. Live with Kathy shows are archived, as all the shows are. Get your pen and pad out and write down blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. CathiWatson. And be prepared to be rocketed. We're going to be transposed into Sochi, Russia. We're going to become one with all of the competitors that are competing themselves for themselves. They might be in competition, but they're challenging themselves. It's no different than stair climbing. You don't compete, you don't compare. You just be the very best you can be. And let me remind you, in Hawaii, they have a saying, it doesn't matter how fast or slow you go, just finish. It is a competition with you. I don't like the word competition. It's challenging. Are you up to the challenge? Do you have the guts to be an Olympian? Do you have the guts while you're down in the valley and you say to yourself, I am an Olympian. I'm going to make the transition. I'm not going to prove anything to the world. This is my challenge. My challenge. I could hardly wait for the games to start. You know, I am an exercise evangelist. And if you're thinking about being an Olympian and you're even thinking, oh, I don't care if you're a couch potato, if you want to improve the quality of your life, you have to embrace physical, aerobic, anaerobic strength training to give you the rush. Until you've had an endorphin rush, you have no idea. And it doesn't complicate your life. It just makes your life so much better because you look and you feel great. And it gives you to participate in some form of exercise, moving your body and your brain. It gives you a sense of cheerfulness and content. Did you know that the two of them are great beautifiers and are famous preservers of youthful looks? You can't be a grumpy bear when you feel great. My guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Write that down. 347-637-3789. And I'd love to hear from you. You could email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And log on, Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Be sure and click on books. I'm the author of Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. My passion, my techniques, my methods. It could literally change your life. But I always remind everyone that when you're getting the book, check with your doctor before you immerse yourself in any form of exercise. Because you see, the heart is the muscle, and you have to build that muscle. And then there's choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by enterprising entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. 14 of us shared our stories with you, how we got from point A to point Z, the trials, the tribulations, the tragedies, the disappointments. We evolved with a stronger desire to make a difference not only in our lives, but in the world. And in the heart of the lion, my trip to Africa, traversing the Serengeti and the Masai Mara and sitting at the foothills of the Kilimanjaro, the mountain that the natives call their mother. And then there's a chapter in 100 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Now, let me tell you how you could get the books. The Elixir is an e-book. And all you have to do is click on the Elixir and you could read chapter 4. Or you could call me at 847-882-8717. And the book is available in soft cover. The e-book is 80 pages long. Get one of the Office Depots or Staples or whatever, and have them print it out and have them bind it for you. You'll want it at your fingertips. You'll want choices at your fingertips. You'll want the heart of the lion at your fingertips. Now, part of the story, the heart of the lion, is true. You have to decide what part is true. Oh, you have to see Africa. Now, be sure and click on video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Roger Plummer and I were bombastic on the stage. And our backs are packed. And by the way, it's clean. It's entertaining. You'll laugh. You'll participate. It's great for children, all of the elementary, that really don't know about Willie Shakes. They'll soon learn about him and have fun doing it. 847-882-8717. And to call in, 347-637-3789. And this whole week has been dedicated to the Olympians in Sochi, China. Why do I want to say China? It's Russia. Sochi, Russia. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And the lines are open, just waiting to hear from you. Now pick up the mirror. And what do you see? Do you see contentment and joy and cheerfulness? Or are you a whiner? Nothing's going right in my life. It's all choices. All choices. Pick up that mirror. Look at yourself. What do you see? Do you see someone that's filled with joy and gratitude and determination? And you know, age has nothing to do with it. My Olympic challenge will be on March 9th. I will climb just the one tower, the Presidential Towers in Chicago, Illinois, benefiting the American Lung Association. It's the Fight for Air climb. In Chicago, why do I climb? For all of you that can't. For all of you that said that you can't, even though you never tried, you didn't train, and you have to be in training. I've been a stair climber for 40 years. And the rush when you finish is unbelievable. Yes, I've climbed the Hancock 94 floors. 1,632 stairs a gazillion times. and I've done half the climb. I don't have to prove that anymore. What I'm doing now is challenging myself to finish under 25 minutes. Last year it was 25 minutes. But of the 25 minutes, I have to admit, I think a minute and a half I stopped for water. But it's a good feeling. It isn't anxiety. And I know that I have the support of all of my family and dear friends that passed on because of lung cancer and cigarette smoking. And did you know that? Now it's 3,200 teenagers light up every day because they think it's fashionable. Well, let me tell you something, honeys. If you ever saw a picture of your lungs smoking, they're black. You'd get rid of it in a heartbeat. And congratulations, CVS pharmacies. They are eliminating tobacco from their drugstores. They said that How could you have at one side of the store an area where a contradiction is what I was looking for? And here you are getting a flu shot and you're getting all kinds of information on how to stay healthy. And you walk over to the other side to buy a pack of cigarettes. It doesn't make sense. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to simplify all of this for you. To stay healthy is your choice. It isn't the doctor's choice. It isn't the researcher's choice. It's your choice. Obesity-related illnesses are costing you $190 billion a year. What is the matter with you? Do any of you have a brain cell working? It's the only body that you have. George Burns said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of my body. And you see, diets don't work. I had this conversation not too long ago. I'm looking at all of the fit Olympians. And I watched The Biggest Loser the other day. How could you possibly move around in that body if you're 300 to 400 pounds? And you know you're there because of choices. And don't tell me that, well, I had a happy, unhappy childhood. You know, we've all had something in our life. I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of the whining. Obesity has cost us $190 billion a year. And I looked at the gal that lost, God, a tremendous amount of weight. She looked anorexic. She didn't look healthy at all. There is a balance, but I want to go back to. It's all your choices. Look at your plate. Now look at your face. Now I know that we all have small frames, medium, large. And some people are predestined to have a large frame, so they're going to weigh more. You don't have to be a skinny mini. You don't have to be anorexic. But you don't have to be morbidly obese. Why? What's the quality of your life? All your choices. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And it's the week of the Olympics. And let me tell you something. Highland Park, it's in the Daily Herald. You could log on. And we have a Jason Brown of Highland Park. He is with at the top at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships last month in Boston. He's going to compete in the men's figure skating at the Olympics. And they're in disbelief. I mean, could you imagine? I think there might be a couple from our area. And they're taking a whole consortium. It's going to take 15 hours to journey to Russia to watch him compete live. And they're going to be sitting at the opening ceremonies, watching with their binoculars to see him walk in. And the mommy said, "We're just so proud of him and so in shock. It's hard to believe we're really going to Olympics to watch our son compete and represent our country. He's only 19 years old, and he's competing in his first Olympics." Okay, here we go. The 2013 Highland Park School graduate will skate in individual and team events. He'll be eligible for two medals, but whether he wins those sought-after prizes doesn't matter to his folks. He's already won because he's going. His siblings, grandparents, aunt and uncles, other relatives are also traveling to the games. The Browns regularly attend Jason's international competitions as part of a group, although the members change. You know what? We're freaking out. We're all pretty excited. They have traveled in the past to Turkey and Italy to watch Jason compete. And Melvin added that family members hope to visit with him after his events have concluded. Steve and Marla Brown, the parents, said they've also got tickets to a short track speed skating event and women's hockey, where they'll cheer for Buffalo Groves. Megan Bozek, 22, a Stevenson's High School graduate. We want to be there to support her and her family. Tom and Patty Bozek will be at the opening ceremony, and every U.S. women's hockey team game. Their son, Stephen, 24, and Dan, 27, will be at the Olympics for the second week. They're just so excited they haven't stopped crying. Now, for skating fans who want to root for Jason Brown but didn't travel to Sochi, the Centennial Ice Arena in Highland Park will host a viewing party from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, February 14th. The event will include Olympic coverage, refreshments, and open skate. It's free and open to the public. So we do have Olympians coming from our area. And you know, it doesn't matter if you're not in the big Olympic Games. How about challenging yourself right now by taking baby steps? Come on, challenge yourself. You need a support system? You would call me at 847-882-8717. Now, here's where you have to decide. First, you have to have this. Now we're building an Olympian. And then we're going to go into engineering the ideal Olympian, the five technologies that will give the U.S. athletes an edge. But let's start with you. It is February 6th. Oh, don't even talk about resolutions. You know, the best exercise in the world is the one that you'll do, but it's a brain exercise too. Many people need to have a partner, a team. It's okay. It's your preference, what you prefer. I prefer to work alone. The when we lived on the Gold Coast and we would run the lakefront, Silver Fox and I would shake hands and say, see you at the end of our run, because he's a stronger runner, and I usually run my lines when I'm doing my run, and I challenge myself. I will run aerobically and then anaerobically, building a heart base with my heart monitor, and he too do the same thing. So you have to find out what it is that you want. You're the only one that matters. Don't live your life according to someone else. If you want it to be a team, that's fine. If you don't, it's okay too. Just take that first baby step. Now, this is from John Cass. I think he's hysterical, Chicago Tribune. One of the first things I wanted to do in Sochi was meet the locals, since most Russians at the 2014 Winter Olympics aren't from the quaint resort town on the Black Sea. And, oh, you know that it is, it never snows there. And I was told that I should get twacked by a stick in a Russian bath, like the real Russians do. But it wasn't that easy. No stick for you, says Allah. Baroshkanina, mistress of a bath about a block from the electric train station in downtown Sochi. Sweat is only thing to cleanse yourself of smoking and drinking. Now, Allah is a woman of advanced middle age, a former ballet dancer, thin, straight-laced back, her bright orange hair fixed in a severe bun. No, no stick. But, madame, I was told this was the Russian way to sweat and get hit with a stick. You have maybe friend to hit you? She asked, peering. Nah, I'm alone. I'm American. The birch stick is superfluous anyway, Allah said. What is stick? Birch stick is nothing. She made a pantomime of waving a stick, her contemporary sticks plain on her face. A stick is just shoo, shoo, shoo. Nothing but sweat is everything. Your first time bath, dry sauna. No heat, no steam. The heat until your hair feels hot. Then jump in the ice water. Oh, no, 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 no. Your heart will not like it. No. You will say, oh, no, but the second time you do it, you are happy. No, you are taking a chance of triggering. Your heart won't be happy. She drew the ice bath, pointed to the fiery wooden sauna, tossed me sheets to cover for modesty, and before she locked the outer door, said, many times cold bath. Inside the run-down old banya of Sochi, not a glimmering spa for the wealthy, but for the working families of the town, my hair did eventually feel hot. I mean, too hot to touch. Yet not before I used the banya time to put my soon-to-be poached brain in order. The questions here the other day were about Americans. Where are the Americans, and when will they arrive? The sports fans arrive. But I couldn't worry about tourism. What I wanted to find was Sochi. Not the Olympic complex across from the shuttered summer theme park that some have dubbed Putinland, but the town ignored by TV cameras providing all the agony and ecstasy of winter sport. You can take a new electric train to Sochi. The ride is free for journalists wearing their journalist cards around their neck, and I took a 40-minute trip along the Black Sea away from the security ribbon called the Ring of Steel. The sky was slate gray and the seas dark and smooth like oil. A few men stood fishing at the tips of crumbly concrete piers. And he goes on and on and on. It would take too long. I can't believe. I cannot believe that he actually did take the plunge. So he's still in the sauna, came back and thinking about the political strongman while realizing my hair felt on fire. I stepped from the sauna and jumped into the ice-cold pool, my shrieking voice echoing absurdly, "Ooh!" Don't do it. Michigan in Chicago, they do the ice plunge. And they plunge into ice water. Don't do it to your heart. I can't tell you what to do, but would you please check with your doctor first? Nope. Do not approve of boiling hot to icy cold. You are truly taking a risk of your heart just saying, no, 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 no. Now, one day to go, the opening ceremony is tomorrow. I don't know, do any of you recall some of the Olympians pulling out of events because of the risk of injury? Sean White called out by foes for pulling out of a slope-style event because the risk of injury. The Olympics, in an continual effort to reinvent itself and stay relevant, is willing to try just about anything to connect with a younger audience. Its latest try already has gotten the attention it hoped for, but not in a good way. A course labeled dangerous by some competitors, but no doubt good for television, already has led to the withdrawal of one of the United States' most celebrated athletes. I don't know about slopestyle. The sport is called slopestyle, a combination of jumps and acrobatic contested downhill on increasingly large jumps, all done on a snowboard. Sean White, a snowboarding legend known as the Flying Tomato, because of his once flowing red hair, withdrew from the competition, which starts Thursday. It's a precursor to the games, which officially start with the opening ceremonies on Friday in this summer resort town, hoping to become an attractive winter destination. How did they get all the snow there? I mean, if it's tropical and if it never snows there, how did they get the snow? White, who called the course intimidating, pulled out of the competition Wednesday, citing the risk of injury. This follows the withdrawal of Norwegian medal hope Thorsten, who crashed and broke his collarbone on Monday. Okay, Putin, I want to ask you something. You spend $635 million for a new road and $50 million on something else, and yet the course is intimidating. And here one of the jumpers is taken off on a stretcher after crashing Tuesday on the Olympic slopestyle. Now, she was a snowboarder. She's exiting the competition, too, from Finland. Huh. Well, stay posted. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913. And log on kathywatsonspeaks.com and click on all of Z buttons. Now, before I go into the guts of this show today, engineering the ideal Olympian, five technologies that will give the U.S. athletes an edge. Medaling in the Olympics requires outstanding physical ability and rigorous training. But sometimes that's not even enough. But it's your choice. What mountain are you going to stand on? Now, let me just pause for a minute. And I want to bring you to something that's pandemic. Now, forget about the Olympics now. Just take that thought and put it over to the side. Con and scam artist exposed. Seniors, all ages, 50 plus. This public service announcement is brought to you by people who care. It's pandemic. They know how to target their prey. Scam victims are 65 or older. I wonder if they have them in Russia. See, scammers know what you want. They know that you want to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved, and to be valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. I was scammed. Log on, blogtalkradio.com, and click on February 4th. But I didn't buy into it. And oh, they wouldn't, the contact person wouldn't take phone calls anymore when he realized that I was on a journey of exposing him. So seniors, be aware of romance scammers, charity scammers, grandparents. Oh, if anyone calls you or emails you and says one of your relatives, one of your grandkids, they need money, call the family. No, hang up. Home repair, health care investments. Now, come on. They're pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. If you're lonely alone, how could you be happy with someone else? This is what you do. And by the way, if you're lonely, it's your choice. We're living with an accelerated, in a century that is beyond my dreams of anticipation of what's going to happen next. There is so much excitement. So when you get one of these calls or someone comes to your door, don't open it. What to do? Hang up. Call the police. Call a family member. Above all, do not give out any of your personal information. No social security number, where you live. And then write this down. Call the fraud hotline. This is through AARP. 1-800-646-2283. Now, based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year. Billion. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. You call 1-800-646-2283. The Senior Beware PSA has been brought to you by Steel Mill In Memoriam, Steel Mill Mama. Her chapter is in the book Choices that you could get at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. She passed away in 2013. The spirit of Bonnie Brooks is alive and rocking, possibly the oldest working, still working woman in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Read her amazing story. No, she didn't sit at a desk. She shoveled coal just like her male chauvinist workers did. Contact Jean, WRASSE, 2000 at yahoo.com. Get the book. You'll want it right alongside The Elixir of Youth and The Heart of the Lion. And then Helen, my dear sister, who passed away in 2012. Both of you are so missed, and you need to know that you're loved. And Rhea Schmidt, who hails from Nebraska, I called yesterday, and it was minus 20. Windchill factor didn't even factor in. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality, you just got to be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made that came back to serve her and choices she made that came back to bite her in the butt. Email Rhea at reann@eaglelaw.net. And then, Chuck Brazelton. He's been our agent for insurance for close to 30 years. Stellar man, filled with pride and integrity. He's in the book From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers. The Brazelton Insurance Company provides insurance and financial services. Log on to Chuck Brazelton, Brazelton, insurance.com. And then, always remember, when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been using Reviva products for over 40 years. The results are amazing. I always tease Stefan Stressler that we've lasted longer than most marriages. He, too, is in the book, From Humble Beginnings to Success. Log on Reviva, R-E-V-I-V-A, labs.com. And then there's Marilyn Pacella. What an innovator. She has her own home-based business. It's called Mobile Drug Testing. It's an on-site service. Marilyn will come to you to do your drug testing, saving you time and money. And Marilyn, with her drug testing consortium, has a history of experience. I've known her for years. Stellar in character and service. Log on Chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Lee Patrick. What an entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stopped Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all people improve their health and wealth. She started in corporate America. $30,000 a year in 1978, and she just couldn't stand making all the guys look good at her expense, so she quit. Today, she's in her late 70s, has an incredible home-based business, and gets a four-figure check every month, residual income. Log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A, My Shackley, SHAKLEE.com. Do you live in paradise? You know, it could be a material or spiritual paradise. You could have both. Sandy Hutchings, again. Backward, turn backward, old time in my flight. Take me back to the world of beating all of these dynamic divas. Right now, she's an ageless dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, and vitality. Her passion, ownership, is reflected in her Florida real estate investment. Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island in Florida. I've been there. You won't want to leave. Log on gbreeze.com. That's G-B-R-E-E-Z-E. The Senior Beware public service announcement has been brought to you by the select group of contributing authors in Choices, available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes, and Noble. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And we're going to learn about how to engineer the ideal Olympian. Can you imagine what it must feel like to stand on the stage? You've earned a medal. The view from the top is, you can't describe it. You can't describe it. And once you get a taste of it, there ain't no turning back. You're listening to Live with Kathy. The radio show consortium consisting of sponsors. It's sponsor-driven. I like to call them partners. If you want to be part of my consortium, call me. It's 10 weeks. We find out if it's a match for you. We go through a whole, you have to qualify, let's see. And then you get to co-host a show with me to see what you really got. But don't be anxious. I train you. We work together. We work together. So Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. And the mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate their character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Yeah, but you have to log into ironworkers.org. You have to qualify. After 4 years, you've earned money, your pension is set up, and your health care, and you don't have tuition fees. Now, I'm all for higher education. This is education in all fields. We're all coming together to be in service to mankind. And then there's the CD, 8 minutes, opened with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. Open and close. And then Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and to the fluid, graceful movements of the swan, both of them in arduous training, like the Olympics. And they are standing on the mountaintop with their dream they hold in their hand and dancing in their heart. I work out at Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the 2009 National Gold Medal winners. And they have a consortium of 50-plus. And the director is Rika Kauf. She does an amazing job. Darlings, you don't have to be bored and lonely. Check your park district, senior centers, and libraries. Log on heparks.org. And in January, when you made all of your resolutions to save more money, to build your nest egg, and maybe you've fallen short, and you need to know a little bit about your taxes and what's to come, you would get in touch with Greg McIntyre. He's our CPA. ahtax@ameritech.net. I talked to you earlier about Reviva, www.revivalabs.com. Their products are affordable. But let me tell you a little bit about the product that I have. It's called Procaine. And the reason why I'm mentioning it today, and I'll do it just for the month of February, is that it's available only through my radio show and calling me. And when you order it, all sales are final. You get the e-book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, free. And the Procaine will de-stress your face. And it's so effective, you use it only 3 times a week. And I love books. Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, authored by Edith Nam. You're going to get rid of toxic negative thinking, and you're going to emerge as a role model for positive energy with power. Available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Now, in January, did you have more month than money? Come on, be your own boss. I was mine at the age of 25. This is a call to action, calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally, the year to reign supreme, the year for us to come together to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, and a home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, to find out what you really are about. And you're making money and helping people make money. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is that fire in the belly desire to achieve. It's pandemic. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. And it could be you, and you don't have to invest huge money. And get the kids involved. Make it a family affair. Log on leticia.myshackley.com, leticia.myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Engineering the ideal Olympian. And what the technologies are giving to the athletes, giving them an edge. Well, you know that to get a medal in the Olympics requires outstanding physical ability and rigorous training, but sometimes that's not even enough. Particularly in the Winter Games, the technology flawlessly designed for speed and safety can mean the difference between standing on the podium or watching from the stands. But first, you got to get there. First, you have to get there. So, number one, customized wind tunnel for ski jumpers. Though it may seem like an eternity, ski jumpers typically spend just a few seconds in the air. To refine their form at various air speeds and temperatures, jumpers can use a wind tunnel if they have the access to one. Such facilities are scarce and expensive, and so were a rare luxury before the U.S. team members last year. And then number two, real-time data for big in the half pipe. This is for snowboarders. And I'm getting all of this information from, this magazine, I will not be without it, Popular Science. And we're going to be talking about, are we alone in the universe? Let's search for the second one on later shows. Number three, bobsled built like a race car. Oh, that's so fast. Like the luge. Personalized skeleton sled. One of all of the events at the Winter Olympics, the skeleton is perhaps the most terrifying. Athletes hurtle down the bobsled track on specially designed sleds head first, and at speeds exceeding 80 miles an hour. Losing control could mean serious injury or death. So four companies have been working since 2009 to make an ultra-responsive sled for Sochi. As with the bobsleds, the new skeleton sleds are made of carbon fiber. Engineers built an adjustable frame to enable athletes to change positions more easily, and they fit every sled with a custom-molded steel saddle. The steering, the aerodynamics, that's all done with their bodies. So the saddle is everything, says Katie, who hopes to compete in the Olympic skeleton for the third time. I feel like I have a secret weapon with this sled. And then number five, super fast fitted ski suit. Ski suits need to keep athletes warm, but they need to do so without slowing them down. A few hundredths of a second can be a big deal in ski racing. So every advantage you can get is very meaningful. The brand new suits are designed specifically for the course at Sochi. And tomorrow, the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics. How exciting, the rush, the anxiety, who will reign supreme? Dreams will come true for some. For others, disappointment. But another chance to reach beyond and get ready for the next Winter Olympics in 2018 in South Korea. Until then, au revoir. Kathy Watson.